Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
Hey, listeners, we are coming right up on the one-year mark of FAQ City, and wow, what a year it's been. Over the last two dozen episodes, we've explored abandoned bunkers and haunted colleges. We've dug into immigration policy and Charlotte's quirky history, and I cannot wait to hear what new questions we're going to get in the new year. In the meantime, we're taking this week off to rest up and prepare for all that 2019 has in store. And so we're revisiting this popular episode from March. It's the answer to a listener who wondered, what little-known spots are hidden underground in Charlotte? Kick back, and here we go. It's FAQ City, the podcast from WFAE where we take a new question every episode.
So many questions. So many questions.
And explain it here. I'm Nick Delacanel. Let's begin. It's the end of the workday in Uptown, and the bankers and business people are heading home for the day, striding down this plain, ordinary sidewalk on Trade Street next to a plain building with a fence around it. What these business people perhaps don't know is that beneath this sidewalk and beneath the building, there's a bustling underground operation with a massive vault containing billions of dollars. That's because this building is the Federal Reserve. It's one of 28 branches in the country. Today, we're going to get a rare look inside the Fed's underground alongside one of our listeners, Kaylin Snyker. He's an engineer in Huntersville, who wrote in asking what kinds of little-known spots are underground in Charlotte and what are they like inside. If you're not familiar with the Federal Reserve, here's what you need to know. It's a bank for banks, and it deals primarily in cash. For example, local banks will often send their cash deposits to the Fed for safekeeping and can withdraw that cash as need be. And there seems to be a Hollywood fascination with robbing the Fed. You can find wily gangsters plotting a heist in Once Upon a Time in America.
The Federal Reserve Bank. It's the biggest step we could take, Noodles.
Or in the 2005 Die Hard.
It's a heist!
What?
There's gold in the Federal Reserve, and they're headed north in dump trucks!
But in real life, robbing the Fed, or at least the one here in Charlotte, would be near impossible. For example, on my trip to the building for this story, my car was searched inside, outside, and under the hood. Then I was buzzed in, passed through a metal detector, my bag scanned, and all this just to get to the lobby and meet our question asker, Kaylin.
And Kaylin, right? Hey, it's nice to meet you face to face.
And joining us on today's tour is Kelly Stewart.
I'm the assistant vice president of the cash operation here in the Charlotte branch.
And bringing up the rear is a press agent and a stern-looking security guard. Kelly takes us into an elevator, and we slowly descend to the basement. Then it's one last security stop.
Thank you.
Before we enter the underground.
Wow.
It actually looks like a typical office. Cubicles divide the space, an office plant slumps in the corner, except along the edges are big glass rooms where workers are feeding stacks of money into large metal machines. Also scattered about are dozens of glass or metal laundry carts filled with bundles of cash. They're called currency bins.
These are like actual glass bins of money. Those are dollar bills.
Yes.
Those are real.
So all of the boxes or glass containers that you see around you contain currency.
Kelly says any one of these bins could be holding up to $28 million. And there are at least a dozen in front of us. Also scattered about are bottles of lotion that help workers relieve dry hands after handling paper money all day. Kelly starts showing us around, pointing out where the money comes in and where it goes.
If you think about a little factory, that's kind of like what we are.
The cash comes in on armored trucks. It gets unloaded, counted, and inspected. Then workers bundle the money up and place it into a currency bin and roll the bin down to the vault. We start heading in that direction when suddenly, behind us, there's a giant yellow robot. A worker steps in and the robot stops.
These are automated guided vehicles.
That's right. The Fed has giant robots, people. They're like giant yellow Roombas, the size of refrigerators.
The automated guided vehicles are a piece of equipment that we use to move our currency buses in and out of the vault.
So is anyone controlling those things?
They have a program that controls them, and they follow a path, and they're laser guided.
It says you're not allowed to ride it.
Correct. You are not allowed to ride the automated guided vehicles.
And a fun fact, those four automated guided vehicles have names. They're Smash, Crash, Flash, and Dash. Reportedly, Crash and Smash do actually sometimes crash into things. We stop to take a photo, and then finally it's on to the main event, seeing the inside of the vault. It's the most tightly secured area in the building, so tight that no human is even allowed inside. In fact, Kelly says she worked for the Fed for 17 years before she saw the inside of the vault. But we'll get a peek, coming up after this short break. Hey, FAQ City listeners. If there's one thing I've learned as a public radio reporter, it's that everyone has a story. WFAE wants to know, what's yours? If you have an idea for a brand new podcast, we're encouraging you to submit it to the Queen City PodQuest. Your podcast idea could win a cash prize or become a series on WFAE. Find out more at wfae.org/Queen City PodQuest. Sit tight. We're coming right back to the story. Okay, we're back and fast approaching the massive door leading into the underground vault at Charlotte's branch of the Federal Reserve.
So this is the vault that we're coming up on now?
Correct. This is our currency vault.
Wow, look at that door. Do you know what that's made of?
Steel.
That's just pure? That's a pure block of steel?
Yes.
Oh my God, that's steel. Probably as thick as... That's thicker than me.
We step up into the vault's doorway, that's as far as we're allowed, and take it in.
So this is our currency vault. It's three stories high, two basketball courts wide. It has the ability to store about 1,900 currency buses.
Kelly won't say exactly how much money is stored here, but it's safe to say it's in the billions. As the floor robots carry in bins of cash, another fleet of robots pick up the bins and haul them up two or three stories and shelve them in the stacks.
So what do you make of this, Kaylin?
Well, I'm an engineer, so all the automation is just amazing to me, but it's pretty cool to see just how much there is.
This is nuts.
Who would have guessed? All this right beneath Trade Street. Well, as we walk back, Kelly says this isn't exactly a secret the Fed is trying to keep.
Do a lot of people know about that there's an underground vault and all this happening underneath Uptown Charlotte?
I think that, so I would say more people know now than maybe historically used to know. You know, we like the idea that people in our community know that we're here. You know, I told Kaylin when we met him that I was thrilled that he knew we were here to suggest that this might be a spot to come see.
With our tour concluding, we take the elevator back up to the surface. We collect our belongings and head back out to the outside world. As we head back to our cars, Kaylin shakes his head and grins.
Cool.
Wow.
I was just amazed that it's kind of a nondescript little brown building in the middle of the city, and there's billions of dollars right underground.
Well, never judge a book or a building by its cover. Well, that's it for this week. Special thanks to the staff of the Federal Reserve for giving us that exclusive underground tour. And if you're still looking for more fun subjects to dig into, check out some of our past FAQ City episodes. You can find them on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the NPR One app, and many other places. And I look forward to hearing what's on your mind. What are you curious about in the Charlotte area? Go online and submit a question at wfae.org/FAQCity. And who knows, we may just search for an answer on an upcoming episode. Until next time, I'm Nick Delacanal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.